as we go full on into a big old weekend.
It's the weekend update.
First of all, here at Hank FM, we will probably have songs about food to play all weekend long. Every hour, just to remind me of what I won't be eating.
Yeah.
And we'll be at a great place to get some food, too. High noon tomorrow, going out till 2. Aaron Wilds got the honor of being out there for the grand opening celebration of the new Massey's Barbecue in the Bury. So Massey's Barbecue, they're on Houston Street in Granbury. We'll be live from noon to 2. We'll have the tickets and whatnot and the free stuff. And it's Massey's Barbecue. I bet that's going to be great tomorrow.
And it's going to be
fantastic. I'm not eating anything. In the sports world, at least there's something to watch. It's the Masters Golf Tournament. Watched a little of that yesterday.
Did you? Oh, so on the serene. Amazon Prime.
So nice. And no Tiger this year. He's too busy calling the president.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Right. But in town down at Dickie's, this actually cranked up yesterday. Lady A was part of the grand opening ceremony celebrations and concert. It is the FEI World Cup Finals, the International Equestrian Sport, just World Cup Finals coming together. So this is horses and riders from all over the world doing the jumping and the things like that, like dressage.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the more aristocratic horses a little bit.
I think those are the type that Barbecue James cares for.
Really?
Oh, he has fancy horses, yeah. Oh. Make no mistake about it.
Bet they get fed this week.
One would hope.
So, she's a phenomenon going on right now, and that would be Ella Langley. And we talked about earlier in the week that she filmed that video. The Choosin' Texas right there with our buddies at Stagecoach Ballroom, and it just so happens tonight. And today is when Ella's Dandelion album comes out, and they're having a listening party there at Stagecoach Ballroom.
Ooh.
Yep.
Doors will there open be appetizers?
At 6 o'clock. Well, I'm sure they have stuff that you maybe chew on a dandelion if you prefer. But $10 cover charge, and they're going to have a listening party for the 18 tracks of that album from Ella Langley. That'll start at 8 o'clock, go to probably about 9:20 or something like that. There's going to be some promo items up for grabs while supplies last, and Ella evidently left a lot of stuff behind, too.
Ooh.
And you had the truck out at cruise night last night.
I know, I did
from
a
that
Facebook
video.
Live.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she will be at Dickie's Arena coming up in August. Elsewhere. This has quickly become one of my favorite events that we do all year.
Ooh.
Heart of the Ranch at Clear Fork. The Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival. Still select tickets because it goes through, every event is different every single day. So it goes through Sunday out there, and tickets still available for some of them. FortWorthFoodAndWineFestival.com. Going to be diving, and I do mean Scrooge McDuck diving into all of that tonight. Elle and I are going out there, but you've got a big weekend because you've got people that have dive bombed your house.
Well, I mean, they're staying in town. Apparently, I don't know. They really want to hang out at the Lee compound daycare and target practice.
Oh, staying off site.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think it may or may not be that they got here to not take care of children for a while, but, yeah. But I digress. Yeah. So my sister is in town with my brother-in-law. So I'm going to have lunch with them again today. Mm-hmm. We saw them last night before, and then they came out to cruise night.
Nice.
She particularly liked the 1955 mint green truck. He was more in the Camaro action, so we got that. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to get some pre-emergent down before the storms.
All?
Yeah.
You know
my preen game strong. Thing two, now, when you're the parent of a teenage girl, everything pretty much revolves around that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a birthday party at a mall, and because
cool.
she is her mother's daughter.
I want to go.
She's making pavlovas in a curated jar for the birthday girl. Because why would you just go spend $25 and make your life easy? She's also in her sewing era, so we're giving our jeans a glow up. And, by the way, we're also going to be eating enchiladas,
okay.
tri-tip, maybe from Costco, if you
right.
know, you know. And we don't starve for fun.
Well, tonight it is going to be the gorging, the feasting. We're going to dine like kings and queens, Elle and I, out there at the Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival. I'm gonna make myself hurt. That's is what I'm going to do tonight.
Are you going to wear stretchy pants?
Because tomorrow it begins. Okay. The Great Famine, as it will later be known. The 3-day, 72-hour weekend fast of no food. I don't know when we're going to start the counter on this. I've realized more that I think this through that I did not think this through completely.
I mean,
to
what,
agree
what could
with
go
this.
Wrong?
Elle does this from time to time. I have never done a no-food fast. But I'm sorry. You know how sometimes, like at Six Flags, you suddenly find yourself, you're on the roller coaster. They're putting the lap restraints down. So, okay, I guess I'm in. Mm-mm. I guess I'm doing this.
Okay.
But we have a lot of questions. I know you do, too, on what I'm getting into.
Right.
So we will call up here in about 20 minutes, Elle, and get further review on the fast.
I'm gonna pray for you like I did the Artemis when it was lost on the other side of the room, the moon.
I'm gonna pray for a ceasefire. I don't
Remember,
think it's coming.
Friends, don't let friends coming. Listen to bad radio
Tell
shows.
Me, friends.
This public service announcement brought to you by KB and Heather Lee.